It's time for the True Sports Card Show.
The only one-hour radio show that gives you the very latest in sports memorabilia news from around the world.
Here are your hosts, industry expert Imran Palladi and Sactown Sports 49ers insider Emil Fragoso.
Good morning, everybody. It's Imran over at True Sports Cards here on the True Sports Card Show on Sactown Sports 1140. I'm here with my co-host, Emil Fragoso.
Hi, guys.
As well as Big Shep. Tim Shepler's here as well. The usual three suspects. We got Nate behind the window. Good morning, everybody. This Saturday morning, April 6th. And we are going to play a game called Who's Running Today's Show?
I don't know.
Not me. Not it.
Today we're going to have Emil take point.
Hi, guys.
He's going to be the point guard today. Where he is wearing the shortest of shorts, the John Stockton shorts, so...
You just cut me right there.
That's the kind of show we run here. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to the 11 people listening. We appreciate you every week here on Sactown Sports 1140.
Absolutely. If you have any questions at all, hit the YouTube chat and YouTube at Sactown Sports 1140 or call in at 916-339-1140 with any sports card memorabilia questions. Feel free to do that.
It's interesting. We're already seeing Karen in the YouTube chat asking about the Kings 24/7. I didn't get to watch the game. I don't know why I do this.
Uh-oh.
But every single time the Kings play, and I'm well known to record and DVR my Kings games. So on our True Sports Cards chat, yes, from our team, I always yell at them to shut up and don't say anything because I haven't watched it yet, even though the game ended two or three hours mm-hmm. prior. So I'm watching the game, you know, on replay. And of course, I'm mindlessly scrolling around last night on Instagram right before I left the shop. They're playing in Boston, so it's 3 hours ahead. And Sactown Sports 1140, breaking news as usual. First thing that shows up on my Instagram feed, Kings lose.
Yep.
101-100. I'm like, oh, man. Yeah. Now I don't have to watch it. So usually I like to have a big hoagie sandwich, sit down in front of my TV, and watch Shep is... If you're watching,
because you're
YouTube.
Doing the hand gestures,
yeah,
too.
You know, I just laugh because it's my favorite thing. Is we like to spoil it by saying, like, oh man, the Kings are killing it. Like, if they were playing, it was like, dude, did you see Antoine Walker take out Mitch Richmond? Like, and Rich is and Spud out there had 10 assists tonight, and we just make up fun stats and drive him crazy.
Yeah.
And like, every once in a while, like, Montana threw a touchdown, we'll be in
but
there
they,
too.
But the team likes to throw in breaking news all the time. When Herter got hurt,
yes,
they were like, oh man, Herter, that's terrible. And then I'm like, what do I now? I have to stop everything I'm doing to go see what happened. Or, yeah, oh, that's oh,
we say
no,
just
Monk.
Enough.
Yeah, oh, Monk, no,
yeah.
I was like, what is happening, yeah, now?
See,
this shop, oh my god,
Emron, you're learning really quickly. That's a radio tease. That's how you, yep, get someone interested and compelling to go look forward into the information.
We need to do this every week on this show. Mm-hmm. We've got people like Ryan in the chat, Ethan in the chat. Ethan says, Kings suck anyways, let's go Heat.
Oh,
this
gosh.
Is a guy that...
Heat culture.
You worked, yeah, at True,
yeah,
Sports
so
Cards.
Yeah, so Ethan...
Used to work.
Ethan,
band.
Ethan was an employee at True Sports Cards. Actually, you, is anybody with him at the shop right now?
No, so he's...
No,
still,
so you're still,
there. Still
employed until somebody relieves you, Ethan.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So, Emil, before you take point guard here, want to do a quick announcement. For those of you that don't know, we have two locations, one in Rockland at 6661 Stanford Ranch. It's our hub, and one of our spokes of actual business is at the Roseville Galleria. We have a True Sports Cards there about 2 miles down the road at the Westfield Roseville Galleria.
Yep.
And we're downstairs over by the Apple Store. It still has the sign of the previous company called American Visions Gallery, but we're in the process of changing that. But we're having our first trade night at the mall.
Oh.
It's going to be held at the True Sports Cards location there in the mall. If you don't know where the Apple Store is and you don't know where Gucci is and you don't know where Louis Vuitton is, follow thy nose. And when you smell way too much perfume, you'll find Sephora, which is two stores down from us.
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
Very pungent.
Or if you're looking for parking, park on the Nordstrom side of the mall.
Yeah, go park by Pottery Barn.
Yes.
Yes. But very pungent, that
it,
smell.
It can be, and it's yeah.
It hits
aroma.
Me.
It's the expensive side of town where our shop is. I love it. I always tell people, like, hey, we're in the high rent district. We don't fit in with our hoodies and stuff, but hey, we're having fun.
Yeah, yeah, but we do smell quite nice.
Yes, we try. Yeah.
And so we're having our trade night there April 27th. That is three Saturdays from today. Yes, three Saturdays.
Wow.
Yes. 6 plus 7 is 13. 13 plus 7 is 20. 20 plus 7.
Math
three,
with Imran. Three. Abacus was out. I moved my abacus.
You just lost me right there.
Well, that's okay. Abacus was out. That's why the math was
that is
slow.
Stockton, California yeah. math. So, yes, April 27th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And also, breaking news. Is there a breaking news sound?
When we break
Nate's
news,
working
we
on
try
it.
Try to fix it.
Well, yeah. It's great dead air.
What'd you say?
I said, when news breaks, we try to fix it.
When it breaks,
we have it first.
It's Sacktown Sports Breaking News.
Hey everybody, it's Edward Pilati with True Sports Cards. Here to let you know that LaSalle Thompson, the Kings legend, will be signing autographs for free at the Roseville Galleria here at on April 27th.
Answer back.
LaSalle Thompson, Tank Thompson, you were really shocked that we were going to have Tank there.
I didn't know it was coming, so I'm really shocked.
I told you 5 seconds before we went on air.
I know.
For those of you that don't know Tank Thompson, he is a Sacramento Kings legend. He was part of the
original
team that came over. Nate seemed like he wanted to say something about Tank Thompson.
I always mix him up with L-Train.
Oh. L-Train as in Lionel Simmons?
Yes, yes, yes. I always think he's the L-Train.
So, side note, I don't know what it is, but Shep loves Lionel Simmons.
Isn't he a Sacramento guy?
Yeah, he played for the Kings.
No, but he lives here?
I don't know. I think he's probably East Coast.
Who are we talking about?
From Lionel.
L-Train.
L-Train, I don't know. He went to LaSalle.
He grew up in Philly, so I'm pretty sure he's back there.
He was really good. That was 91, 92?
90. His rookie was 90.
90. Yep. Same year as Gary Payton's rookie year.
Yep. And he was second in the rookie of the year to Derek Coleman.
That's right.
Lionel Simmons was a bucket. He was a triple-double guy. He just had knee injuries.
15 to 18 a game. Well known for his Game Boy injury.
Yep.
Right? He was playing on the game.
Oh, yeah.
He was playing Game Boy. Sorry. Nintendo.
Yep.
He said that he had hurt his hand because he was playing so much in Nintendo, and he took two or three games off.
Yeah.
What?
For Nintendo
thumb. I'm not joking. Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
It was
Super
wild.
Nintendo thumb, yeah.
He got
yeah.
arthritis from Nintendo?
Yes.
Wild.
Yes.
But yeah, he was nice, but he had knee issues. But yeah, anytime the old train, because that was the first year I watched basketball, and he was the Kings rookie, and he was good. And for whatever reason, he is imprinted on me, but that's awesome. But LaSalle's a heck of a guy. We had him at our first show that we did a couple years back, and he couldn't be not greater to the fans and to work with, so I'm excited.
Maybe that's why you were confused, Nate, because Lionel Simmons went to the school LaSalle, and I'm talking about LaSalle Thompson, the person.
That's a fair point. Hey. I actually know why I'm confused, and it's completely unrelated. I'll tell you after the show.
Hey, what's in that cup, by the way?
Don't worry about it. Every week, don't worry about
undisclosed,
it.
Undisclosed liquids
Friday night's
again.
Still going, baby.
Nate's been here since 4 o'clock.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
You have been here since 4, right? You did the previous show.
4:30, yeah.
And he's on the fishing show. He works the fishing show.
Right? I grind so hard here.
He's back there listening to fishing. All right, so I have a quick question. It is Daniel being Sports Card Show. What's the best way to get cards graded? The best way to get cards graded is bring them to True Sports Cards there at 6661 Stanford Ranch Circle. Shep is our manager at the store. He's there ready and willing and able to help you.
Officially official?
He's been official. It's just whether or not he wants to brag about it.
Yeah, no, back 100%. So
yeah, 100%. And
What Not Thursday, Shep?
What Not Thursday? It was weird. I'm used to What Not Wednesday. And almost.
So, Daniel, bring in your cards. What we'll do is we'll help you determine which ones make sense to send in, which ones don't, which company you should send it to. We send to either PSA or SGC, so one of those two. And Shep or any member of the team can help you with that, and we'll help you get that started. You submit through us.
Yep.
We overnight the cards to the location, whether it's SoCal or SGC for Boca Raton, Florida. So your cards are never in the mail for too long. They're on a plane and in the possession of the other company as soon as possible. And then we call you when they come in. So just to let you know, we're here to help you. Feel free to come by the shop. You can also call the store at 916-259-1993 in order to do that. All right, so again, mark your calendars. LaSalle Thompson signing autographs. We have our trade night that's scheduled for April 27th from 6 to 9. LaSalle will be signing autographs from 4 to 6 before that. And knowing LaSalle and how cool of a guy he is, he's really just an awesome guy. Yeah. And what I'm going to do is later today, I'm going to put on the website, truesportscards.com, the LaSalle Thompson tickets. They're completely free. You just have to enter your information in there so that way we put a ticket down there so that way you can bring any item you want. Yeah. One free per if you want an extra items signed, either sign up with another person or I think it's just going to be a small fee, maybe like $10 or something like that. So,
yeah, and if you're not interested in LaSalle Thompson getting autographed,
then why wouldn't you?
And why wouldn't you? Obviously, he's awesome. But if you're not, come by the shop. Come by on trade night. See what the hobby is about. See why this is the fastest growing trade night in Northern California here with True Sports Cards.
Yeah,
you're playing a good point guard. I like it.
I'm trying.
All right, so Shep put our notes together. He worked incredibly hard last night. You could see it on his face today. So Emil, take it away, sir.
Okay. All right. Caitlin Clark advances to the title game. That is what we have to start with because obviously the biggest sport right now outside of baseball, outside of WrestleMania, is the women's.
I like how you threw three other things that are big before the biggest, but go ahead.
Really? Some people would argue that this is the biggest thing happening right now.
12.3 million people watch.
I'm telling you, this is huge.
Iowa
South
versus
Carolina.
LSU. 12 million people watch. 12 million people don't do anything anymore other than watch the Super Bowl.
It beat every college football game except for Ohio State, Michigan regular season last year. It beat out a bunch of all the Thursday night football games. It beat out, I mean, when you're beating out the NFL and you're beating out college football, that's
incredible.
That's something to talk about.
Yeah.
Did you have a chance to watch?
I did. I watched part of it, yes.
Did you watch LSU or did you watch the Iowa UConn game last night?
I watched Iowa UConn more so last night.
You did?
I was preoccupied with something else, I think, with the LSU game.
What was your thoughts? You and I watched it together for the first half before we went our separate ways.
There was a little scoring. It was a little light in the scoring. But, I mean, towards the end, it was a tough matchup because both teams, like, you had two of the most talked, Paige Beckers, Bukers for UConn, and Caitlin Clark, and all the hype that Caitlin Clark's been brought about. Plus, there was a broadcast with three former UConn superstars watching the game, and they were trying to commentate. But it was intense to see, like, the level that how much they actually care. And it's great to see because I feel sometimes when I'm watching the men's game in college, it's just they're there 1 year and done and there's not any soul to the game. And you felt the soul of this game last night. And I think that's why, like, seeing the championship game with the undefeated Dawn Staley team, which going undefeated in the college year, and they're only undefeated shortly because of the Tennessee-South Carolina. It was crazy if you never saw that. Fouling issue at the very end of the game, shooting, check it out. It's wild the way that they're still undefeated. And you're going up against the superstar right now in women's college basketball in Caitlin Clark. So it's two big juggernauts playing, and it's
two 1 seeds playing against each other.
They could have planned it better.
You know, Emil is a basketball collector for cards. Have you invested in any Caitlin Clark?
I have not personally because I don't do college collection as much. I more so do WNBA or NBA, more professional stuff. But I do think I will be investing. I'll say this right now. My first WNBA collection might be Caitlin Clark when she makes it this next year.
Indiana Fever have the number one pick. They're highly likely to pick her. Angel Reese made the announcement that she's going to be going into the NBA draft as well. I don't know. Maybe if somebody can, Shep, can you pick up the WNBA draft order, please?
Yeah.
So people are saying that this is bird magic for female.
Yep. So sports. You have Clay. Right now, ESPN's got a mock draft out. Indiana Fever at the first pick or mock to take Caitlin Clark. There's Cayman Brinko in number two to the Sparks. She's out of Stanford. She's a 6'4" power forward. She's another huge name.
Stud.
Yeah. And Angel Reese, I think, is projected to go 7 to the Minnesota Lynx. She's 6'3" center. So Rika Jackson, 2 out of Tennessee, small forward. She's picked mock number 3 to Chicago Sky. There are some big names coming in the league. And plus you have Bukers, who I think she's staying at UConn one more year because she had some injuries and she's coming back. But there's a lot of big names. Juju Watkins at USC. They're talking how this group with Caitlin and Angel Reese, how these two can be the starting point of this new wave into the WNBA and hopefully rise up the league. Because remember, when Bird and Magic came in the league, we had finals games on tape delay. No one cared. No one was watching the NBA. These guys had a magic moment in the tournament, bring it to the NBA, and continued for a decade. And they were on opposite coast. They could be rivals in the way it was set up, and they dominated that decade. They say these two girls could do the same thing, and there's more coming, so we could see a really big surge in WNBA. Plus, Steph is involved with the expansion team that's going to be in the Bay Area that comes out in the 25 season.
Yeah.
So I think the sky's the limit on what's going to happen in this league.
I was just going to say that there are sports. I love that women's sports are getting the shine right now because when we come into the shop and we see the people that come in, the kids, the adults, the parents that come with them, a fair share of them are little girl collectors. They love to collect, these little girls love to collect sports. And it's far more than you think. Some people think it's just a boy thing, but there are quite a few little girls that love sports.
Yeah.
And to have people who are playing high-level sports on the visibility that like Caitlin Clark's putting on there right now that look like them, I want that for them. And it's kind of also strange because I really enjoy watching particular sports that are female dominated. As an example, I really like watching women's tennis over regular men's tennis.
Oh.
I really like watching women. Don't, Shep, be good. I like watching women's soccer much more than I like watching men's soccer.
With like the U.S. women's team.
Right, yes. The women's team. I enjoy that. I remember watching the whole Brandi Chastain year with mm-hmm. where the World Cup thing yep. when the USA won. And it's just like there's certain sports in particular that I enjoy watching. I've tried to watch WNBA. I was actually, I think we've talked about this on a previous show. I was there when the Monarchs won the championship mm-hmm. and the streamers came down and we were all going crazy at Arco. But something about this particular group, this season of women's college basketball has really caught the attention of the world. And it starts with a transcendent player like Caitlin Clark yeah. that's doing Steph Curry type of things.
And that's what I was going to ask you and ask the group really here, because obviously there was that Steph Curry era when he was at Davidson, and there was a big effect of this guy, he's not a big, you know, 6'7", 6'8", 6'10", center. He's not doing ridiculous athletic things. He's just a really awesome shooter, but he's, you know, smaller in stature. I can be that guy. And you're talking about Caitlin Clark. Do you see similar comparisons between her and Steph and kind of his elevation in college?
I just think that the more that the person is relatable to the everyday person, mm-hmm. the more popular that they can become.
No, definitely. When you can see yourself in someone else because they look and they play or they have a style like you or they're the same size as you, the same age, you can kind of get a more one-on-one comparison and feel like, okay, if they can do it, then I can do it.
Yeah.
And it's really good to see. I mean, we talk about like the base salary for these gals is going to be $76,000, which – I mean, that's not
the base salary for WNBA.
Rookies, yes. And the highest paid player in the WNBA is
Asia Wilson
at yes. like a quarter of a million dollars. So like they were talking about how it's amazing Caitlin Clark is giving up NIL money.
Yeah.
To stay, because she's foregoing her last year. She could have an extra year at Iowa because of COVID. She was in school and that happened, so she could stay an extra year and potentially be the number one pick the following year with the expansion team that Steph would have and comparing those two, but she's coming out. She's announced she's coming. So it's just very interesting to see. Mm-hmm. She's had some other offers out there, like by the big three. So, like, you guys see the Ice Cube offered her $5 million to play on his team. And then Lil Durk offered double it and said, I'll give you 10. Now, question.
I think the most shocking part about all that is Lil Durk has $10 million.
Right?
To just throw, you want $10 million? Yeah.
But what do you do? Like, do you go play with women or do you go to the big three? Take the payday for a year or two and then go play in the WNBA? Like, that's a tough choice when you're talking about, hey, there's a pile of life-changing money over here, or here's a regular salary that you could get with the education you got from the University of Iowa and go and be in whatever profession.
Nah, I think go ahead, Emil.
There's two things I'm going to throw out here. I know I'm the point guard, so I shouldn't be even giving my scoring here. I should be assisting. Yeah. Two things, the reason why I think Caitlin's making the decision to go and be drafted. One, you don't want to respectfully be in a situation like Paige Bueckers, where you are the hottest prospect in college, but you tear your ACL and then you lose a year. You lose all that traction. That's why she's not staying an extra year, because what if she tore her ACL in her final season then going into the draft? That stock goes down. On top of that, I think this really comes down to the legacy for women's basketball and her. I think she is going to be the cornerstone that they look to really elevate not only the brand of women's basketball, but the recognition worldwide, the outreach, the spread. And I think that's already being shown. You know, you have people like Breonna Stewart, Asia Wilson, obviously Brittany Griner, all these really, really talented players. But Caitlin Clark feels like she is the heir apparent to really push WNBA into a global stratosphere. I don't know if you feel that way as well.
Real Murph Dog says in the YouTube chat that she's going to play in WNBA then go get paid double by going out to the
overseas.
Play overseas.
Potentially.
Look, her endorsement numbers are going to be insane. Caitlin Clark's endorsement number. She's already on State Farm commercials. She's already on a, she has a Nike ad that's massive right now. She can collect more than $10 million just in ad in ad revenue, sponsorship revenue. Mm-hmm. She could pay, basically pick and choose who she wants to be affiliated with, yes, and almost name her price. But she's got to strike while the iron's hot, because yep, I feel like once she goes to WNBA, that visibility is going to go away unless she's in front of our face constantly through the advertising. Right now, she's the Midwest darling. Yeah, you know, yeah, going to Iowa. And it's strange. I've spent a lot of time in Iowa through real estate events and such. And that Des Moines area is absolutely insane about their sports.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Their Hawkeys. It's, and the rivalry between Iowa State and Iowa is so strong. And it's just such a cool place to be. It's a lot more diverse than I expected when I went there. It's a really cool place to be. They have all four seasons of weather within the same week. It's kind of crazy. It'll be snowing, then it'll be winter, then you're wearing a tank top. Yeah. It's really strange, but it's such an awesome place. And I one more Iowa thing. They're really well known for their care in children's care. If you've ever seen their football games, the children, I'm getting chills right now thinking about it. They have a children's hospital that's connected to the football stadium.
Yeah.
And they are up on the top there. And the kids that are sick come out to see the football game. Mm-hmm. And the whole entire crowd turns and waves at the kids. And the kids are waving. I have chills just thinking about
it. It's amazing.
Right,
I know what you're talking about.
Iowa itself as a university is just incredible. And whatever's happening with Caitlin Clark, it's going to translate card-wise for sure. Topps has done a good job of keeping her as an independent signer in their Bowman products. But she did sign an exclusive with Panini.
Yes.
Obviously, we're going to the WNBA, and Panini's still going to own the WNBA licensing. It made sense for her to do that. Mm-hmm. So any of the products coming out next year is going to be pretty hot. All right. I know we got a next topic to cover.
Yeah, let's move forward. Obviously, the other big news, and this is more local.
Yep.
Related, because it's a big deal. I know there are some mixed feelings. I have them personally. I know all of us here at this table have them personally. Nate probably has them too. The Athletics. I can't even call them the Sacramento Athletics because they're not called that. They're just the Athletics. There's one name, like Madonna. The Athletics will be moving to West Sacramento. Got to get the correct one in there. West Sacramento in 2025 will play three seasons, potentially four, I believe, here in Sacramento at Sutter Health Park.
Oh, man.
Breaking news came from Carmichael Dave.
Shout out Dave.
Cool. Yeah, Dave called it, and it was the night prior, and Shep is the resident baseball nerd, him and Mason at our shop. Yeah. So, Shep, your thoughts?
No, I think it's wild that they're going to come here, and I truthfully, it's a great showcase for us to show out, and I know Sacramento will show out because you give us any type of thing. We showed up for the Surge and the Mountain Lions and everybody that's come to Sacramento and had a professional team, we've shown out for, and this is a great opportunity for us. Now, I feel...
The Mountain Lions.
I feel...
Shout out the Mountain Lions. Shout out Josh Johnson.
We showed up for the Sacramento Surge of the U.S.
The Gold Miners.
Yes.
The championship.
Show up for everything.
But no, I mean, like, I feel gross giving John Fisher money, but I will because I want to support Sacramento and say, hey, baseball can be here and we deserve a Major League Baseball team here. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see it. I'd love to see him. I'm not an A's fan, but I'd love to see them stay. But, you know,
I think it
leaves that little crack in the door if something doesn't happen in Vegas for us to be like, hey, they're already here. Let's do it. You look what happened in Oklahoma City when Katrina hit New Orleans. The Thunder or the Pelicans actually played in Oklahoma City.
They were the Hornets at the time.
The Hornets, yes. But the current Pelicans, who were the Hornets, were the New Orleans Hornets for a season. And then they saw what that could do. And the Thunder, or the Sonics, then moved to Oklahoma City, I think it was 2 years later. And because that city showed out, hey, we're a little Oklahoma City. We've never had a professional franchise. But, yeah, we can handle an NBA team. Give us one. And the Sonics ended up moving down there.
Yep.
And so who knows? The MLB has talked about expanding to it, having another West Coast and an East Coast team. Nashville, Montreal have been talked about. We hear Sacramento, Salt Lake has had some talk. So this is a great opportunity because all those other cities don't have is this opportunity. So it's ours for the taking.
I'm very optimistic because the city has been turned into a Giants city for the last few years because of the Sacramento Rivercats. Yes, yeah. Sacramento. Obviously, we're watching our Patrick Baileys and Casey Schmitz and those types of players come through the farm system. My friend Zach Beirutti is the play-by-play announcer for the Rivercats. Mm. So having a little bit of inside knowledge and knowing what he's been going through with some of the call-ups and the names there, pretty awesome. Even with the rehabs, we are seeing a lot of the rehabs. I think Yastrzemski played last year for the Rivercats for a bit. So now converting them to be A's fans, after pretty much everybody ignoring the A's in general, now they're cheering for, is Langelier still on the team? Shea Langelier. Yep.
Yeah. Tyler Soderstrom still there.
Oh, I mean, they did send down their best player because he wore a bracelet. But, you know,
I just don't know if the team is going to resonate knowing that it's going to be leaving in 3 years. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Mm-hmm. If you knew that a team was going to be gone, are you investing much by way of paying attention to them? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It looks like Nate might have something to say about
this.
Well,
Shep touched on it a bit. We've been covering it all week, like extensively. I've been doing shows all week. Vivek kind of let it slip that if the A's, obviously Vivek can't be like, I hope this falls through. I hope Vegas doesn't work. But that, you know, you kind of get that feeling from him that Vegas doesn't work, A's stay here. But if that doesn't happen, he kind of let it slip that they will expand, and Sacramento seems to be a pretty prime spot. I know places like Portland, because they said West Coast, very vague, and then he said California, but places like Portland and, like you said, Salt Lake City have wanted a team, but Sacramento's kind of in a prime place to absorb an MLB team, and it cannot be at, I almost said Wrigley Field, Sutter Health Park, because capacity's 14,000. You were at the... We were both there, at the Rivercats Giants game. That was capacity.
Yeah.
You couldn't move. Yeah, couldn't get around.
Yep.
Couldn't get food, nothing, right?
It took, Jessica was in line to get food for 40 minutes. I was with Beckett on the grass sitting.
The inning and a half.
Yeah. At that point, it's just not sustainable to have a working.
So the A's aren't going to draw that crowd for every game, right? Maybe for a few.
Well, think about this. It's not about just the A's. Who's coming in?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So when Aaron Judge is coming into town with the Yankees, or if the Dodgers coming in, you're going to have a sold out.
The Giants and the A's?
Yeah, that's going to sell out, right?
That like, ticket's no $500.
That's going to be fun. That's going
to
be great.
I think every game is going to be close to sell out because this is the chance for the Valley to have people. This is the first time in the Valley that we've had a chance to see superstars come through. Otani on the Dodgers if they do an interleague. The Yankees are going to come into town, you know, 3, 4, or 5 times a year. Mm. So it's a lot of how, like, a bad team when the Kings were really bad.
Yeah.
They
The Lakers come to town.
Yeah,
you want to see that.
That's how the Kings would sell. Yeah. Hey, the Sacramento Kings are playing. The Los Angeles Lakers were loaded with superstars. Come see the Los Angeles Lakers tonight at the Sacramento Kings
game. It's going to be at capacity in most nights. Yeah. Maybe on a Tuesday rainy night, maybe not, but.
The last thing I'll say before I, you know, quit stepping all over your guys' show here, Sutter Health Park can't be expanded to be any bigger, as far as we know right now, and capacity is 14,000, which is about a third, maybe a little more than a third of the smallest stadium in MLB, which is like 36,000.
Who's the smallest? Fenway?
Cleveland? I don't remember exactly, but we went over all this on all the shows. I'm just kind of regurgitating. Not Rob Manfred, but what's his name, owner of the A's?
John Fisher
said he didn't even mention any of the A's players in his press conference. He's like, Sacramento will get to see Aaron Judge when he comes to town. And the only person that did mention an A player was Vivek. So Vivek's really trying to get a team here. But yeah, you can't expand this field, so there'd have to be a new field built. And on top of that, it'd be in West Sacramento, which I believe is Yolo County.
Yes.
And Sacramento's not going to want to build a stadium or have their Sacramento baseball team in Yolo County. They're going to want them in Sac County, presumably.
So they still have that little footprint, right? Out at the old Arcos site, right? Is the footprint still out there? That's always funny to go see that graveyard.
It's like the rail yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, the toxic rail yards.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? If the idea of them being in Sacramento comes into play, actually in Sacramento long term, I mean, that development area by the Sawyer, That's going to be some valuable ground because every place that I've gone to and I've traveled to.
Are you saying the rail yard's like behind?
No. Nobody would play at the rail yard.
No, but what?
I'm talking about by the Sawyer Hotel, but right by the arena.
Yeah, yeah.
Like to create that, I've been to Detroit, I've been to Cleveland, I've been to Seattle. What happens, I've been to Houston. They have all of their sports facilities right next to each other.
Yeah.
You know, within proximity.
Philadelphia has that. All of them are right there.
Right.
They all share the same parking lot. All the
Oakland used to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oakland used to. Yeah,
and all their teams left.
You perilously cross the street to go to Oracle Arena.
Three different leagues in one parking lot.
Right, right. But what I'm getting at is that, you know, it would make sense with some of the way that I was just driving through downtown today to get McDonald's. Please don't tell my wife. I went down to get McDonald's.
She doesn't listen. Anyway.
She doesn't listen. She's not one of the 11. And I just looked and I was like, oh, you know what? Like, there's so much stuff down here that just needs to be demolished and redone because they have old buildings and they're just. So I just feel like if Sacramento was to ever create a ballpark to make it a long term thing, if they don't go to Vegas, that being downtown would be good. Now, side note, how many years are they playing in Sacramento, WESAC, Nate?
Three for sure. Till 27.
So when Vivek said that they were going to play there for 3 years, did he say 1, 2, 3.
A's Rock.
A's Rock.
He did say A's Rock. That's true. And he screamed like that. Dude.
What, if anything, will Sacramento A's memorabilia be worth? Is it going to be collectible at all?
Well, there's a problem with that, too. Do you guys know about this?
Yeah, because they're not going to put Sacramento on anything. It's just going to say A's.
Well,
that is ridiculous.
No, they...
Well, so,
they legally.
They did a trademark last night,
they
right?
They did.
But
the
trademark is so Nate and I don't go and start trademarking it and selling stuff out of the trunk of our cars.
That's fair.
What do you know about it?
Yeah.
I don't know more than I know they did file that trademark for both Sacramento A's and Sacramento Athletics. And that, again, to Nate's point, probably is correct. But it does open the window for something additional later on.
Yeah.
It's infuriating to me. I want a Sacramento A's. I want the A in the Sacramento to be the A's logo.
One of my Twitter friends sent me a photo, and it was the old Angels hat, the CA. And why don't we just call them the California A's and bring that logo back? And it was the green and gold hat. And I was like, that's not too bad.
It's got to be because they're moving to
Vegas. Yeah.
That's the plan, right?
Because notice like all that Raiders gear for the year or two before they left to Vegas, all of their stuff just said Raiders on it. If you bought a hat, the old script hat that said Raiders, it didn't say Oakland or Las Vegas. It just said Raiders, and now all of a sudden says Las Vegas Raiders.
I think my hat just says Raiders.
How are they going to do? Well, the Raiders is like a straight up brand.
Yeah.
How is that going to work with cards though? Like when you're listing a team or like in a breaker, like you just say you get the Sacramento 8, you're just going to call them that?
It's just going to be because if they open anything athletics, it'll fall under there. It was a lot like when the Sonics made the move to Oklahoma City. Anything that was Sonics related in a break, like let's just say that we opened boxes right now, right? Mm-hmm. And you pull Sean Kemp. He never played for he played for other teams, but he was mainly known as Seattle Supersonic. So Oklahoma City Thunder would get that card.
Yeah.
Even though the card doesn't exist as a Sonic option.
And on the cards today, if you look, it doesn't say Los Angeles Angels. They'll just say Angels because legally they can't say Los Angeles.
The Panini ones, yeah.
No.
On
Topps cards, they will just say Angels. They cannot put Los Angeles Angels because they are actually Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And they will not, Topps doesn't want to put all of that jargon on a card, so
that's
why they just put Los Angeles, or they just put Angels on the card.
I didn't know that. That's a good little note.
Panini uses Los Angeles with an, and then they'll put an A at
the end. Yeah. So if you look at the Oakland Athletics logo now, and it has the word Oakland Athletics in it. So however they end up doing it, you know, if they end up doing something where it just says Athletics, that's fine. They may just use the A.
The script A.
Yeah, they may use the A with the apostrophe S. But here's what I do know. When the Washington Redskins moved to the Washington
Commanders.
No, before that, they were called the Washington Football Team.
Yeah.
All of my items that were on eBay that were Redskins, I had like John Riggins autographed helmets and Charlie Taylor and Joe Theismann autographed stuff. Anything that had the Redskins logo, the former one, was selling out immediately because people were like, the nostalgia of it all, I need to have it. They're not going to make it anymore, so I'm going to buy everything that we can. I have a feeling that they may go that route with the Oakland A's type of stuff.
Did you see something similar with that with the Indians when they moved to the Guardians?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I said the word Redskins already, but yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the history of, right?
Yes.
That's the name of
Correct.
The team. Same with the Cleveland Indians. Yeah, I would say that the reason why it was more football just in general is more collectible, yes, in the sense of like products that you're going to put up on a shelf. A helmet, a football, a jersey. You're going to see that logo a little bit more prominently in display than you would in baseball.
Yes.
Baseball, you're going to see maybe a hat. Well, but a bat doesn't have the logo on it.
Yeah.
A ball doesn't have a logo on it. So there's more items with visibility in football than there is in baseball.
I see. But Chief Wahoo is a very collectible part of that. Cleveland,
Major League is a huge part of nostalgia in the
the
movie
America's
itself.
America's pastime. Yeah.
Right. So we've got that. And I just feel like this is a great thing for the Sacramento region. I'm loving the fact that we can now drive 30 minutes to go to a game instead of driving all the way to Oakland or even San Francisco. I would go to every Giants game if I could. It's just such a pain in the butt to get there, man.
Also not super safe close by.
Right.
Like, it's not what it was 5 years ago or even 10 years ago in that area. So.
Right. Next up, Mill, what you got?
Yeah, next on the topic, obviously baseball, it's big right now, and there are some old faces in new places that we have to discuss. Shep, the biggest one, of course. I know he's been in the news for some controversy, but now he's back playing baseball, hitting dingers.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yep. Already, batting 270 already this year. Hasn't done a lot. It hasn't put out anything great. It's not pitching this year. As that Dodger team is just a juggernaut. I mean, it's like it looks like an all-star team when they just start rolling out there. It's good to see him kind of get off to a good start. He's not struggling. There's some big stars that have struggled early in the season and some teams, but, I think it's kind of he's been quieted down just because of all the other news going around him and his former interpreter. But definitely good to see these off to a good start. It always helps the hobby.
Well, the most important player is actually on his team right now. Mookie Betts is playing out of this world, out of his mind.
Yes.
Hitting nearly .500, leading, I think he has 5 or 6 home runs already.
One of the worst trades in baseball history.
What are you talking about? Oh, here we go. Jeter Downs is going to be rubbed in my face again.
Well, I got to say, on top of it, not a Dodger guy. I saw this kid got his first hit for the Reds this week, and it was a home run, and the fans threw it back, and Mookie was out in the outfield and actually got the ball and made sure he got it back in. Now, the fans didn't ask for anything, request anything, because the fans knew it was this kid's first hit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get him the ball back. It was a home run. Mookie comes out the bottom of the next inning and goes up and hands a bat into the stands to the guy, his own bat, because they threw the ball down. He wanted to reward them. And that's just, to me, it's like, it just kind of shows the guy and the character he is.
Class act.
Yeah, and the fact that they were like, also too said, hey, you need to play second base this year because we need a second baseman. He said, cool, I'll do it. And then they said, wait, hold on, we need you to move to shortstop too, because actually you're going to be better at shortstop than the guy we have that's playing short. He said, okay, I'll do that too.
Wow.
So
it's more of a class act than what the Dodgers did with Ohtani's home run ball. So
yes,
much more of a class act than that.
That was weird.
That was really weird, man.
Very strange.
Be better, Dodgers.
Yeah. Well, they'll defer that payment to those fans later.
It's okay. Anyway,
that's a good one.
That's a really good one.
That was
actually
a good one.
Yeah. There are other players that are also moving on. Obviously, the other really big name that's really gotten off to a hot start, which we weren't sure about, Juan Soto, new Yankee.
Yes. Hate to see the Yankees get a guy. It just felt like the evil empires both got just superstars in this offseason. I mean, Soto goes from the Padres to the Yankees. He's hitting like .350 right now. He's only got a bomb, but one home run, driving in runs. But he's making his impact in New York. And sometimes when people go to that big city and they're that and they have that big trade or they sign that big free agency deal and they are in New York for the first time, the lights sometimes get too bright. But not so far for Soto. So
he's
it's good
built,
to see.
He's built for New York. He really is. I mean, he was obviously one of the catalysts for the 2019 Nationals
World Series
team.
And he was like 20 years old when they won.
He was awesome.
He was a baby.
I'm not breaking news. Probably not true. But that dude is not 23 years old.
You think he's older than that?
He's Buddy Hield old.
You think he's like bench warmers? Like, I'm 12 old?
like Albert Pujols is,
That dude's got to be 29.
You think so?
I don't know.
Why do you think that?
Because he has an old-looking face.
Look at him, man.
He looks a little older than, I don't know.
People think I'm older than I actually am. I look older.
Nobody thinks that here at this table, here at Sacktown Sports 1140.
You didn't know I was 24 when you first met me?
I thought you were 21.
Did you really?
Yeah, I thought 16. You were younger.
Most people who meet me think I'm like 20, 27, 28.
By your looks?
Yes.
Oh. Nate is shaking his head vigorously, no way.
Maybe Nate doesn't think that, but I've talked to other people who are like, you're only 23, 20. I thought you were 27.
People look at me and they say, oh, you're 44? Yeah, and they go, I thought you were like 60, man. Like, they look at your walk.
They look at me and they're like, how old are you? And I go, 46. They go, oh, what happened? Yeah. First, ugh. And then what happened?
Look like a catcher's mitt.
Yeah. You look like a catcher's mitt. Juan Soto, built for the bright lights of New York City, the Big Apple.
Yeah, and did you see what he did? Heritage is coming out this week, and this upcoming week, and he signed his Yankee autographs. His first Yankee autographs are in this product, and he wrote on one of the cards, my first Yankee card.
That's so cool.
Topps is getting really creative. Like, we saw the Transcendent.
The Wemby?
Wemby got pulled with the aliens. I know Josh Young actually drew on his Heritage rookie autographs. He has a mustache, and that finally just got pulled. He goes, hey, that one got pulled, but there's more to come.
That's what he said?
Yep.
Wow.
And so I don't know how I feel about the guys defacing their cards, you know, like drawing mustaches, but writing like, you know, hey, my first Yankee card. That's just kind of cool for a collector if they were to, you know, to pull that and be able to, you know, hey, it's a little extra bonus the player put on there. So
I mean, I wouldn't say that it's abnormal. Obviously, for those of you that don't know, I have a pretty extensive background in autograph signings, working with athletes, and putting unique inscriptions out there is not brand new, but it's very unique. As I told you, we're going to try to get Frank Thomas to do his new genetics, and she'll love it too as an inscription.
Well, one of the best ones we have was an inscription after the fact when J. Will pulled the J. Will autograph on a live we did with him on a Friday night, and he wrote pulled by J. Will.
One of one. Yeah, J. Will pulled by J. Will. Yep, he wrote it right on there.
That was so
cool. The unique inscriptions really started probably this year on cards because I mean, they've been there in the past, but Topps and Fanatics have really been the catalyst to start moving those type of unique ones. We had Wemby write my first autograph on his green number to 99. I think it was one of 99 on that one. Brady with his, if this doesn't work out, there's always football as an inscription.
Yeah, still hasn't been pulled, I believe.
I haven't seen it.
I have not seen it either.
So there's just a lot of unique stuff that's being put out there, and these really unique inscriptions are there. You have another player, new face, new place.
Yeah, new face, new place. Obviously, another very popular one. Corbin Burnes from the Brewers to the Orioles. He's been off to a hot start. Shep, what do you know?
Yeah, two starts, already got a win, 11 innings so far, 14 Ks. A young team that gets a stud ace right off the bat. He's there for a season, so it's kind of his, hey, I'm going to be a free agent next year. I want to get paid. Maybe the Orioles get to bring him in, see if he's worth the money, but they also, too, get a guy that they can put out there every 5 days with this young team and help him, you know, move forward and build on it. So it's good to see that he's doing so well, with his new team. Because again, when you get traded, there is always a transition and guys don't always succeed right off the bat. But it's good to see that he has so far, and the first three guys we talked about have done that. And we should see these guys coming up more towards the summer in their new uniforms. You know, if basically Series 2 Topps is going to be quite loaded with these guys in their new teams. They should be in there.
So when's the Cy Young player going to actually pitch our new acquisition for the Giants?
This week, apparently.
Monday, he's supposed to face the Nationals on Monday.
He was just getting kind of like in pitching shape, because right? He wasn't hurt,
he was
right?
At home eating hot dogs and hanging out.
Yeah. He was at home eating hot dogs. Me and Blake Snell, what do we have in common?
Eating hot dogs
glizzies. At home.
Yeah.
Eating the glizzies.
Yeah. So, no, it's so we'll see. And you can't have a guy just go out and like, hey, you're a pitcher, go out and just start throwing. And there you go. He's got, so he had to get warmed up. And hopefully that the Giants can get him out there. And again, he's got to prove a deal too. He's assigned a 2-year deal, but it's a clause where he can hop out after the first. So, you know, the same thing goes with his other new teammate.
Yeah, of course, Chappie as well. Matt Chapman from the Blue Jays to the Giants. Another late free agent signing, which we'll get to in a second. I got a question for you after this. But what are you seeing from Chat so far? A
couple home runs, some RBIs. The Giants finally get a bat.
Yeah.
So that plays a corner infield spot. It's good defensively, too, so that helps.
And him and Soler, man.
I love it, man. I think that the Giants need to try to keep him through this next season and just make it worth his while to stay because – you know, I know he's a little older, but give him a 4 or 5 year deal. It allows you to not have to worry about the position. You have a good bat in the lineup and something that's never going to falter on defense. Yep. Just imagine, we know how good Nolan Arenado is at baseball and playing third base and all his gold gloves. Chapman and him are on the same team playing on the left side of the infield. One was at short, one was at third. So just imagine.
When was this?
In high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
These guys were high school teammates, and just imagine trying to get a ball through on the left hand inside the field with one at short, one at third. Not happening. Yeah. No. All the gold gloves they could pile up.
Rookies to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, rookies to watch. Obviously, there are a lot of rookies. Obviously, MLB every year puts out their top prospects, top 10 prospects. Yep. But we're going to go with one that wasn't on there, and he's a big signing for the Dodgers. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, coming over from Japan, now playing for the Dodgers. Kind of inconsistent the first start. What do you know, Shep?
A little bit. Two starts and a whole six innings. The first start he got did not go so well. He's got 7 Ks in there. But again, like I said, the transition can be difficult, you know, coming from playing in Japan to playing mm-hmm. in the United States. So it would give him some time if this guy is who they think he is. I mean, if you look, 7 strikeouts, 6 innings, that's not too bad of a ratio. Most pitchers would take that, but did have some struggles in that first start. But everybody's, again, when are we going to see these first cards? He'll be in Heritage. He's going to have autos. He'll be in the new Bowman product with a rookie auto. So mm-hmm. we'll see that. So it should, again, Dodger spots this year when Ohtani and Yamamoto are in the break. As Dodgers,
oh.
yeah, that spot's
go for a premium yep. this year. Let me tell you right now,
yeah, they're gonna do well.
Other rookies to talk yep. about though, one that was on the MLB top 10 prospects for the year, Evan Carter of yep. the Texas Rangers.
Dude, he's awesome so far this yeah. year.
Yes,
how many hits does he have?
0-15. he and Anthony Rendon are the only two right now that qualify for the batting title that are both 0-for on the season.
No, he hit a hit last night.
Oh, he did get a hit. His first hit since July 3rd.
And the crowd went bananas. It reminds me of when Chuck Hayes would make a free throw.
You know why? It's because they interviewed him in spring training and they said, hey, Anthony, you know, you glad to be here? And he goes, I'm only here. I don't like baseball. And the only reason I'm here is this is my job and I get paid to
That's
to
not
play.
What he said.
He did. To play baseball to support my family.
That's why they boo him.
Yes.
They were booing yeah. him mercilessly.
He wouldn't talk to the media the last half of last year.
Yep.
The first interview he has this year, he says he does not like baseball. He's just here. It's a job. And he makes money doing it. So that's what he does to support his family.
Which is strange because that's actually what Shep told me when I interviewed him to come and work at True Sports yes. Cards.
I hate sports cards. I'm just here because you're going to give me money so I can feed my family. And I'm taller than you.
Yeah, he said that really quickly.
And he yeah. has a Series 1 card. So he's in 24 Series 1. So he has rookie cards already out yes. there. He did really well in the World Series. This is just any time through the season, guys are going to go through things. So don't look into it as like he's a terrible player.
So Emil's going to do his best impression. He's moving from John Stockton to Patrick Mahomes on the 2-minute drill because tonight is WrestleMania, and there's no way I'm leaving my show without talking about wrestling before that. So go finish this through, please.
Oh, my gosh. It's WrestleMania. Yo. Two nights. WrestleMania.
Finish
real
this
quick.
Thing out.
Real quick.
My bad.
Yeah.
You threw me for a loop.
I'm telling you, you got 2 minutes to get through this.
We've used that 2 minutes.
Man. I look down and it's like, it's 10:51. What's going on here? So, yeah, do the rest of it.
Other prospects. Obviously, the biggest one I think right now in the hobby, Wyatt Langford.
Yep. Oh, yeah. He's surprisingly not hitting with power.
Not yet.
I was expecting a home run or two.
No, yeah. He's good, though. He and Evan Carter, the future outfield with the Rangers. These guys are gonna hit the ball, but yeah, Langford.
Yeah, dude, sick. Between the two of them, how many home runs?
Zero.
That's right.
But again, Langford's sick. One of those guys too that's not always just power too. He's an actual professional hitter, yeah. So he's going to have a hit for average. He's gonna get those doubles. He's gonna get on base. So yeah, we have that. He's very exciting. It's good to see that they brought him up and they didn't mess with his service time. Yeah. They just said, hey, you're good. We want you up here. Let's go. We're gonna go get a. And that's Boach. You know, that's mm-hmm. him being the leader of a team. Hey, well, we won a World Series my first year at this club that's never done it. And it's really good to see that they brought him up and they're playing him.
I miss Bochy. Anyway, two other prospects I want to mention before yep. I do go to a Giants-specific one. Jackson Chirio and Junior Caminero, both prospects to look into collect Bowman Chrome as well as in Top Series 2 coming out later. Yep. But the one Giants-specific that we need to talk about, Jung-Ho Lee.
Me gusta. I like that guy a lot.
Has he taken the world by storm? I mean, my goodness, he's been awesome so far.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's good to see the good play again right off the bat. Leadoff hitter playing center field for the Giants. And he's adapted.
He's
to
fun.
Yeah, he's adapted to the MLB game, and he does have a good time. The interviews are good. He has an interpreter, but he gets jokes. He's putting it out there. He's enjoying being a professional Major League Baseball player, and it's yeah. good to see. We talked about Rendon. I mean, just, I don't like baseball. I'm here. Hey, this guy, this kid fun. Loves baseball.
The clubhouse
baseball.
Loves him.
Yes.
They love him.
And it's good.
They had a thing on YouTube where I saw when he made the exchange. I think he either hit his first home run. It was on the road, obviously, because they just came back to play on Friday as their home opener. But they made the trade of the home run after the game mm-hmm. with him talking to the kid. They made an exchange. he was so fun and so cool with the fans, taking pictures, signing autographs, doing that kind of thing for the trade-off with the ball for his first home run. I think he's just going to be a huge fan favorite. There was another Japanese player. I know he's Korean, but there was another Japanese player that used to play for the Giants for a short time. I can't remember who it was. It was not Travis.
It's Senjo.
What was the name?
Toshi Senjo.
Really popular.
Yeah, he was a big. He was with the Mets, came to the Giants, was hugely popular.
Played left field, right?
Yep.
Yeah. The foreign players that come over and play for the Giants, particularly any of them from the Asian countries,
yes,
because of the Asian American population, yes. They're just massive fan favorites.
And that's why Ohtani and the Giants were always a good connection, and it was thought that he would come here the first time and then maybe the second time, and to lose out on him twice, you know.
Well, Yamamoto thought about it too. He really almost thought about coming to the Giants because obviously they made a great offer, but he wanted to play with his buddy in Ohtani, and it made sense that way. So, but there is still a bit of that.
I think there was 200 something million reasons why he went somewhere else too.
You know,
there's that too.
Well, we'll defer that to later.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, we're skipping all this stuff.
That's fine.
But tonight is night one of WrestleMania.
How many nights is WrestleMania? Two. Is there eight crazy nights of WrestleMania?
No, it's not Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Okay.
It's my Hanukkah. I will tell you that my wife, Jessica, and I watch wrestling together as best as we can.
That's sometimes. So cool.
She falls asleep sometimes in the second hour of Raw, of the 3 hours of Monday Night Raw.
Weekly Monday Night Raw.
We watch it. Shep is going to keep his mouth shut because
Shep's a hater.
Shep's brain just goes in different directions.
If I was a stand-up comic, they would have,
That's why we're on radio.
Yep.
We have a dump button.
Yes.
In case Shep says something stupid. Mm-hmm. What are we on, 7-second delay or 10-second delay? Oh.
That's not quite long enough, but we're okay,
All right. So with WrestleMania, I get this all the time. It's fake.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, we know. And so is Game of Thrones, and so is Suits.
I got it last night from my dad. My dad did the same thing.
Suits is my favorite show.
Love Suits.
Okay. But yes, it's scripted. Yes, it's predicted. But the guys literally are jumping off the top rope. The guys literally are body slamming each other. Whether it's painful or not, it doesn't feel great.
They're professional athletes.
Yes.
Professional athletes.
Yes. So I love it. I love wrestling. It's still real to me, damn it.
Is it Macho Man and Hulk tonight? No. Like, who are we looking at? Who are the guys we're looking for?
Emil's going to pull up
the card right now.
And why do we care about talking about wrestling in the last 5 to 10 minutes of the True Sports Card Show here on Sacktown Sports 1140?
It's your show.
It's so funny because, he's already got the going away music. WrestleMania tonight, are the two brothers fighting?
Yes.
Jay versus Jimmy, they're fighting tonight.
As well as the main event.
The main event is going to be The Rock and Roman Reigns against Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. Night one of WrestleMania. I can't wait. Come out and buy some wrestling cards at True Sports Cards.
Yes.
We got them. Impeccable. Just $1,000 a box. Come on by.
Quick rip.
We'll be happy to do that with you. For me, Shep, Nate, and of course Emil.
Hi.
This is the True Sports Card Show here on Sacktown Sports 1140. We'll see you next Saturday at 10 a.m. just like we do every week. Peace.